Walter to the Road Rage. We are back. You want in, 654-767, 654-767. You can get in and join the conversation. You can make your calls, your picks on the game. I understand Alabama is going to crush Ohio State just like they were going to crush Florida. And Ohio State has no chance and all that stuff. And Ohio State just played one game and they're really not any good. And none of those guys are actually good. And Alabama's defense, which, you know, sucks, is somehow going to stop Ohio State. Well, we'll get to that. I did have somebody ask me on the text line about Fields' health, and that's their concern. And look, that's a reasonable concern. You know, sometimes rib issues get worse in the ensuing week, 2 weeks, etc. I did have someone tell me that, from a source that Fields' injury was a mild hip pointer, that it wasn't necessarily rib related. Sure looked like it was rib related when we saw it, but that's what I've been told. So. Look, here's the thing. We're all guessing a little as far as the injuries and the COVID situation with Ohio State. We're all guessing a little. We're not privy to it. And if it turns out that they're missing a number of key players, well, then obviously that would change the outcome of the game. But in terms of the game itself, I'm expecting a classic offensive shootout with perhaps the most points ever scored in a championship game. I don't see how either team stopping the other. I think they're absolute mirror image teams. I think the notion that Alabama's going to kill Ohio State is laughable. Again, I heard that about Florida, and everyone who said that was 100% wrong. I had people just arguing with me on my Twitter feed saying, Walt, Alabama's going to score 100 points on Florida. And I said, yeah, and Florida's going to score 100 on them. You know, I predicted the game 58-51, which people thought was crazy. And it turned out to be 52-46. I almost hit it exactly. And Florida is nowhere near the offense that Ohio State is. They're not as good on the offensive line. They don't have any running game. Trey Sermon is an enormous problem right now. An enormous problem. He's every bit as good as Harris is for Alabama right now. Every bit as good. And the Ohio State wide receivers are great. The Ohio State offensive line is good. Both teams have issues in terms of second level coverage to me. I think that you can isolate their linebackers in coverage and attack them. I don't think Tough Borland of Ohio State can cover. I don't think Moses can cover either. And I think both teams have issues on the back end. The only guy in the Bama secondary who can cover is Sertan. And he really hasn't been challenged. Alabama's faced two passing attacks of note. Mississippi and Florida. And they both put up 50 points on them. And they both put up 1 million yards. And neither one of them had a mobile quarterback. If you add the mobile quarterback to this game tonight, Alabama has not been proven that they can stop any legitimate passing attack. And they can't. Their defense is, well, bad. Their best pass rush is a kid. They don't have a pass rush. They actually can't stop the run either when a team can throw it. If you go back and watch the Ole Miss game, and granted that was much earlier in the season, but if you go back and watch that game, Alabama gave up like 300 yards rushing to Ole Miss. It wasn't just that they gave up like 300 or 400 through the air. They gave up 300 or 400 on both. And Ole Miss had a statue of a quarterback in Matt Corral. You add quarterback mobility and or quarterback run game, and Alabama has no chance to stop Ohio State. Absolutely none. And not to mention the fact you have an offensive genius running Ohio State. not Dan Mullen, not Lane Kiffin. So the notion that this Alabama defense is somehow going to stop Ohio State or hold them to 20 points or some of this nonsense I've heard because, well, Ohio State's really only played one game and it's not likely that they're – actually, I think you're reading it completely wrong. I think Ohio State's just hitting their stride. And I think they're exceptionally dangerous to Alabama tonight. And, I'll go further than that with what I've said all along. If Justin Fields is healthy, if the quarterback run game is a part of the game plan, Alabama can't beat Ohio State. Not can they not. Not only will they not cover, but if Justin Fields is healthy, Alabama can't win. They can't. There's just no way. They can't stop them. They're not going to stop Olave and Wilson and those tight ends and Sermon and that offensive line and Wyatt Davis and that bunch and then deal with the mobility of Fields. They could not stop two offenses that were limited in scope. Understand what I'm saying? I knew Florida would score 50 points on them. They scored 46. It should have been more. Florida had a statue of a quarterback, limited talent at wide receiver, not the talent Ohio State does. No running game at all. None. Zero. Ohio State has Sermon. They've got two NFL tight ends. They have NFL players on their offensive line. They have NFL receivers, round one types on the outside. Alabama could not even slow Florida. And do you think they're somehow going to magically stop this offense? You just stop paying attention. I'm telling you right now, if Fields is mobile, if the quarterback run game is part of the game, this is a big deal. Because, again, it's Clemson versus Notre Dame, game one versus game two. When you couldn't run the quarterback in game one, Notre Dame concentrated all their efforts on stopping Etienne. Joe, I'm coming to you in a minute. They didn't have to play it honestly. Game two, they had to play it honestly. And Etienne got off, and Trevor Lawrence made a big difference with his legs. Well, that's what's happened here. All right. If you have to play Justin Fields honestly in the quarterback run game, all of it, including the zone read pulls, then Ben has absolutely no chance. I mean, it's actually going to be funny what happens. That's why I really hope that we get a healthy Justin Fields. I hope we get a healthy Justin Fields because I just want to see it. I just want to see it. Joe, how are you?
How's it going, Walt?
Hey, Joe.
You know, I'm rooting for Ohio State because I don't want Nick Saban to break Bear Bryant's record, at least this year anyway. I still think Bear Bryant is, in my mind, he's the greatest coach of all time in college football history.
Agreed.
But, I mean, you win at Kentucky, it is quite different from just winning at LSU and Alabama. That being said, I want Ohio State to win. I agree with everything you said, but I keep seeing reports of COVID issues with Ohio State. The kicker's out, and then maybe some other players are out. So,
let's get to the specifics because, I mean, I may not know this. What specific players are you hearing?
The only I haven't heard any specific players, but the secondary was a question, and then I know the kicker's out. I haven't looked at any updated information, but I know.
Well, quite honestly, the kicker blows oats anyway. So if he's I'm not all that worried about that. I'm going to check with Dan Hope again, see if there's anything new. But the last that I heard from Dan was Friday at 8:44 p.m. and he wrote me that he had heard that it was a false positive for Tagaiai, and which again I say differently every time. And, you know, so I, Let me check with him again, see if there's any late update on that. Because that obviously, if they have COVID losses or issues, that could change the outcome.
But, I mean, there might be a possibility, Walt, that this could be the highest bowl scoring record of all time. What was it, 68 to 50 something, TCU, Boise State or something back in the day, a few years ago was the final. But I got like something like, I don't know, 54-51 Alabama.
Okay. To me, that's reasonable. I mean, I think if the players that I expect to see on the field are on the field, I fully believe that's the type of game you're getting. I believe the game will go over before the end of the third quarter. I gave out the over at 75. I gave out the game at 8. And as long as I don't hear any major news, I'm sticking with that. I'm going with Ohio State plus the 8, and I'm going with the game to go over the 75. I have no choice in those. I gave them out already as road rage guarantees. But if Justin Fields is Justin Fields, if the quarterback run game is part of the game plan, I fully expect Ohio State to win outright.
And just one last thing. I'm glad Matt Campbell's coming back to Iowa State because it's a good story. You know, I'm kind of hoping Dan Mullen just goes off to the NFL because he's kind of a lunatic in my mind. So, you know, go ahead and go to the NFL and then get fired in 3 years. So,
yeah,
enjoy that, Dan Mullen. And you can't really intimidate players or go after coaches like you do in college. You know, to do that one time on the NFL, you'll find out what happens. Appreciate it.
and secretly, that's exactly what I'm rooting for. That last line in Joe's comment, Ramona, that do that to somebody in the NFL and you'll find out what
happens. Yes.
That's what I am secretly looking for. I want Dan Mullen to understand what it feels like to be on the underside of Jeffrey Simmons while punches are raining down on you. Now, I want, not that Jeffrey Simmons is going to do that to him, but somebody. I'm okay with that. I'm actually okay with that. Sort of a cosmic justice kind of ending. Sorry. I'm okay with that. Let me tell you about Gilstrap Roofing for all your roofing needs. 269-1232, 269-1232. It's Gilstrap Roofing. For 80 years, father-son business have done it the right way. No one has done it like Gilstrap. They're the best in the industry. It's all they do. They do roofs. You know, again, I've had multiple people send me photos of their new roofs that Gilstrap put on recently, and people just loving the work that Gilstrap did. But I've also had lots of people write me asking for the number because of emergencies. We get hit with significant weather, all types of weather, here all the time. And you don't have any idea really what the condition of your roof is, nor should you endeavor to find out. You know, you don't know. You don't know. It's the one area of your home you don't visit. If your roof is more than, I don't know, at the very least, like, 8-9 years old, then you are probably headed for issues. And what I'm advising you is to do as I say, not as I did. Head it off. Take advantage of the free checkup from Gilstrap. Let them evaluate it. There's nothing wrong, that's what they'll tell you. If there's something wrong, they have licensed insurance adjusters on staff. Get it fixed before the interior of your home gets damaged. 269-1232, 269-1232. Lots of football still ahead. And we'll give you a final score too. I'm trying to get a late message to Dan Hope here. And okay, I don't like what I just saw. Quick break.
Up next, it's Don Munson with your daily Tiger update, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union on the Clemson Tigers Network.
Relax, Clemson students, faculty, staff, and IPTE members. You can join Founders Federal Credit Union with convenient services like the Founders app with mobile deposit, Founders online, and online applications. You can spend less time in our office and more time cheering on your Clemson Tigers. For product information, visit foundersfcu.com. Not a Founders member? Visit relaxjoinfounders.com to see if you qualify for membership. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA and a proud partner of Clemson Athletics.
Well, hi, everybody, and welcome to the show. Great weekend for Clemson track, as on Saturday, they opened up their indoor season with the Orange and Purple Elite. In his first meet as a Clemson Tiger, Terrion Cornwell set the school record in the men's 300 meters, running a 32.97 to win the event. Cornwell, a senior from Decatur, Georgia, became the 10th fastest performer in collegiate indoor history and the first Clemson athlete to break the 33-second mark in the event. The achievement marks the second consecutive year that a new men's 300-meter school record had been set during the team's opening meet of the season. Also, senior Trishana Hemmings sprinted to a new personal best in the women's 60-meter hurdles as she ran an 8.29. That bested her 8.39, which she ran at the 2020 ACC Indoor Championships. Congratulations to both athletes. Don't forget Tiger Calls tonight from 7 until 8 o'clock right here on Network Lines. We'll have both head coaches of both basketball programs in the show, Brad Brownell and Amanda Butler. So I hope that you can join us for Tiger Calls this evening. And our report brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union, the official credit union of the Clemson Tigers. Relax with Founders Federal Credit Union. Have you searched all over for your family's vehicle and can't find it on the lot? With the largest selection of Nissans in the upstate, Granger Nissan of Anderson is sure to have what you need in stock and ready to drive off the lot today. Proudly serving the upstate, Granger Nissan of Anderson is a proud partner of the Clemson Tigers and home with a lifetime powertrain warranty on all new vehicles. Conveniently located at 3510 Clemson Boulevard in Anderson and only 25 miles from Greenville and online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
You've heard talk about Harbin Lumber's strong customer service and elite customer support. They know that time is make or break for you contractors and handymen. Harbin Lumber will walk you through the project from start to finish, providing your order in full and on time. Harbin Lumber will partner with you and find solutions that will not create costly issues and problems later. Call today at 353-5053. That's 353-5053. Harbin Lumber Company. All they need is an opportunity. They will earn the rest.
Here at My Garage by Essex, we perform minor to major repairs on your European, Asian, and domestic vehicles. We make sure to treat our customers' vehicles as if they are our own, because that is how it should be. We stay up to date on the latest in technology and equipment. Rest assured that when you drop off your vehicle, My Garage will make sure everything is done to get you out and on the road again with care. Visit My Garage on 551 Old Greenville Highway or give us a call at 864-633-5800.
Feel the wind with a Tohatsu mid-range boat motor from McCurry's Outboard Repairs. Reliability, dependability, and simplicity is what you get in a Tohatsu mid-range boat motor. Available from 20 horsepower to 60 horsepower. Tohatsu, the oldest commercial outboard motor builder in the world since 1956, with a 5-year factory warranty. See your local Tohatsu dealer, McCurry's Outboard Repairs, at the Greenville Boat Show, January 28th through the 31st. Call 225-8704. You're never fully dressed without a smile, but for some children, that is just a dream. A registered 501c3 tax-exempt charity, Healthy Smiles of Spartanburg, Inc., has been delivering free screenings for all children in Spartanburg County, as well as free dental care for children in uninsured or low-income families since 2003. Oral health affects your overall health, so let's help make these smiles brighter, December through March, by going to healthysmilesonline.org/donate to donate via secure PayPal or mail-in.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Hi, I'm Glenn Reese with Krispy Kreme Donut Company in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Drop by for a delicious donut and a cup of coffee. And remember, raise money for your club, church, or group of worthy cause. Sell Krispy Kreme donuts. Call Anderson and Spartanburg Krispy Kreme.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Missed a show? No worries. Catch every hour of every show on our webpage, WCCPFM.com. We are The Roar.
Walt Tip Tula Road Rage, we are back. It appears that Ohio State is going to be missing some defensive linemen, some really key defensive linemen due to COVID, including their most important defensive linemen. So that's not good. It's actually one of the areas I thought Ohio State had an advantage in this game. I thought their defensive line was better than Alabama's. So obviously, you're talking about a different scheme, but I just thought it was better. I thought that, you know, as I thought that in the Clemson game, the two defensive tackles, Clemson couldn't move at all. And if Ohio State doesn't have Togiai, and I think I have it right that time, that's a big loss. That's a big loss. And that just means, you know, honestly, it makes it a more offensive game. It means Ohio State's going to need to score even more. So I think the next question is Fields healthy? I guess we'll see. You can get in with your thoughts and comments if you want. 654-767, 654-767. I'm trying to find out about Fields' general health right now. I'll get to Bama Paul in 1 second. Before I do, let me tell you about Krispy Kreme. I still want to go over the other NFL games, and we may not get to some of that until tomorrow. We'll see. But in terms of Krispy Kreme, you know, my friend the Reese family runs Krispy Kreme in Anderson and Spartanburg, and they've been doing the donuts since the 60s, early 60s. No one does it better. They're the Krispy Kreme, the best donuts, and the Reese family does Krispy Kreme donuts better than anybody else does. So get to Krispy Kreme in Anderson, Spartanburg. There are a myriad of ways to get your donuts now. By the way, if you live within 10 miles, you can have them delivered. Can imagine, Ramona. I might have to move just for that. I may have to get to like 9.5 miles. Remember that one guy who wrote and said, I live 9.6 miles away.
Yeah, you know, I remember that.
Exactly that type of thing. But, you know, whether it's the hot original glaze that come fresh off the press three times a day, the New York Super Cheesecake Donut, which is the greatest donut, in my opinion, that humanity's ever conceived of. I mean, how can it not be cheesecake and donut? You know, I mean, just. And then Ramona thinks it's the Oreo cookie donut, which I still haven't been able to confirm because she, you know, hoards them away and eats them all every time. So I still have not tried that specific donut. But they always freshen it up. They always offer you new flavors and every holiday and seasonal change. And, of course, with the weather cold now, they're your source for all of your cold weather drinks. You know, why pay those extravagant coffee price or coffee house prices when you can get the same quality at Krispy Kreme with the Reese family for a fraction of the cost? It's Anderson Spartanburg Krispy Kreme. For all your fundraising ventures, what better way to raise money than through Krispy Kreme donuts? Are you kidding me? Just call the Reese family, tell them I sent you, and they'll be glad to hook you up. It's Anderson Spartanburg Krispy Kreme. It's the Reese family. Let me tell you about Bama. Let me get to Bama Paul. Paul, welcome in, Paul. Sort of a big night.
Hey, it's a big night, Walt. It's a big night. And your producer, Miss Ramona, who's more like family to us, we spoke to her off air, and so I'm not going to take a bunch of time for greetings. We know she knows we love her and care deeply about her and her family. And Mr. Walt, we love you too. We love both of you, girl.
Yes, sir.
All right, listen, Walt, tonight's the night that we focus, and I don't know that I could even put a sentence together because I'm very emotional on a night like tonight. A while ago, I was watching that four-letter network, and they showed a picture of Coach Bryant, and he was standing beside Coach Saban. First of all, Coach Saban looks very short next to Paul Bear Bryant, but, yeah. I mean, I love my coach, but he's not a tall man. But Coach Bryant stood. He was a giant among men, Walt, and I appreciate everything he did, too. But I'm going to let my girls, they decided they wanted to say something. Go ahead. This is my youngest daughter. Y'all know I call them fun names, so don't make fun of me, people listening to the roar. I love all you listeners, but this is my youngest baby, Stinky Pants. Take your pants. Go ahead, darling.
Hey, Mr. Walt and Miss Ramona.
Go ahead, honey. Go ahead. This is time.
We love y'all.
We love you, too.
All right. It's time for the boys from T-Town to finish the job and beat Ohio State. In my school, it's all about the ABCs. Another Bama championship. Go Tide, baby.
God bless you, honey. I'm so proud of you. That's right. Here's father, daughter. Sugar bitches. Here's sugar bitches. Real quick. Go ahead, honey.
Thank you, Daddy. In my school, it's all about math. And the number 18. 18 national championships. After the Buckeye beatdown, don't ask Auburn fans about 18 because they can't count that high.
Honey, now be nice.
More chickens!
All right, hold on, Walt. I told y'all not to piss
off. Buckeye beatdown!
Okay, Buckeye beatdown. Go ahead. That's fine, baby.
You see my face?
I didn't mean to spit in your face. You quit talking to me like that, smartass. Now, listen, I want to say this right now.
Buckeye beatdown!
All right, I love y'all. But, Walt, I'm going to tell you right now, we're going to pull for Alabama tonight, and we're going to see Alabama do what they got to do. And I know Clemson's going to be really good next year, so we got to get one while we can, Walt. You know, and we love y'all, Walt. Roll Tide to all of y'all and Clemson.
Bye, Walt.
And
bye, boy, girls.
We appreciate your time.
Bye, Mr. Walt and Miss Ramona.
Bye.
Bye, girls. That was great. Roll Tide.
I'm going to the Buckeye anyway.
Hey, honey, watch your language, honey. Roll Tide, Walt. We'll talk to you later. Roll Tide.
Roll Tide. Oh man, that is awesome. At one point, Ramona, she says, "You spit in my face." She said, "Buckeye beat down, Buckeye beat down." And at some point, she said, "What the heck's a Buckeye anyway?" That's a good point. And then she ran some Auburn smack. She mixed some Auburn smack in the midst of all that. All right, the Don on Twitter says it's 6:29 Eastern Standard Time, 1:11:21 market. I'll admit if I'm wrong, but Bama will win in a blowout. It's a blowout. By the way, Vegas feeling that too, because Vegas is getting the news that I'm getting, which is not good for Ohio State. Andrew has mentioned the line is going to -9 for Ohio State, and that would be why. The line is going to -9 based on Ohio State defensive line COVID issues with key players. I mean, the best player on the defense isn't going to play. So does that change it? Yeah, I think it does change it. All I really want to know now is the health of Fields, and I'm hearing that Fields is good. So I'm not changing what I said. I'm still offering the road rage guarantee with Ohio State at 8 and the 75, which is what I gave it out as, over 75. And so I'll stick with those numbers. I know the lines moved to 9, but I give it out at 8. So I will accept the 8 rather than the bonus of the 9. I still think that the question is, can either one of these defenses slow or stop the other? I still think the answer is no. And as long as the offenses are still intact, I still think you get the shootout. I just don't see, again, this Ohio State being blown out stuff. They're going to score 45 points. So I'm not sure how they can be blown out unless Bama gets to 70, and maybe they do. But lacking that, I just don't see it. Again, I want to see what Fields looks like. I'm of the belief that neither one of these teams can stop the other at all, and we'll see. Let me get to Degenerate. Degenerate, how are you?
I'm good. How you doing, Walt?
Good. Appreciate you getting in.
I know I haven't talked to you in a while. I just had a couple of quick questions for you. You answered a couple of them before you answered, but right now, if you had to guess, who would you say your Super Bowl pick would be?
Huh? honestly, I think it's just a tough call. I mean, I think these teams are so balanced. It's hard to go against the Packers because they're going to play in frigid conditions. But I think Tampa could go there and beat them. I think Tampa's going to beat New Orleans next week, and I think you're going to wind up with Tampa and Green Bay in the NFC Championship game. That's about as far as I'm willing to go with that one right now. And on the AFC side, I think Buffalo-Baltimore is an absolute toss-up. I think Kansas City-Cleveland is a much tighter game than people imagine. I mean, if you put a gun to my head right now, I'd probably say you wind up with Buffalo and Kansas City. And I think that Buffalo can win that game. But I think the teams are just really tightly bunched. I don't think there's much that separates them as we saw this weekend. So I don't think there's any certainty in any of that.
Well, I was looking at some of the odds for the Super Bowl and some of the picks, and some of these numbers are crazy. You said the Bucks and Chiefs 100 would get 625 on the Bucks and the Chiefs, but the craziest one is if the Ravens and the Browns went, if you put up 100, you could win 10,000.
If what happens? If the Ravens and Browns play in the Super Bowl, you should be able to win 10,000 since they're both in the same conference.
I'm sorry, I'm going to write down wrong. It's the Rams and the Browns.
Hey, look, I get that, but it's not worth throwing. It's probably worth throwing a few pesos on because I don't think there's any certainty, and I think the margin from the top to the bottom is really slight.
Right.
You know, the Rams might have the best defense in the whole field.
Well, that's kind of one of the reasons why I would call. I was just looking at all the different odds, and some of these things are crazy. Right now, it looks like the Packers and Chiefs are the odds-on favorite. Right behind that is the Saints and the Chiefs. But the longest odds are the Rams and the Rams and the Ravens. I'm sorry, at 10,000.
Hey, look, the Rams and the Ravens could happen. That could happen. The Ravens are a really hot team. The Rams have an elite defense that is built to defend Green Bay. I mean, Jalen Ramsey is probably the best cornerback in football right now, and he's capable of shutting down anybody. He's going to draw Adams. Adams is by far Rodgers' favorite target, and he's not going to have his favorite target because Ramsey's going to take him away. So Rodgers is going to have to go elsewhere. Well, those other receivers aren't great, and the Rams' pass rush is great. And despite the fact Green Bay has four first-team all-pro guys on that offense, I watched Tampa blow by that offensive front earlier this year, and the Rams are certainly capable of doing the same thing. So with them, it's health. Is Aaron Donald going to be good enough to go? And do you have your pieces on both sides of the ball? If they do, the Rams are built to go to cold weather and win. The cold weather will not phase. It seems odd. We talk about a California team, but they're not winning on offense. They're winning on defense. And defense travels, and it will travel to cold weather too.
That's true, but Las Vegas doesn't seem to think so.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's why if you're looking to take some big long shot, I'm here to tell you that to my way of thinking, based on my evaluation of all those teams, we have eight teams left that are clearly the best eight teams in the field. And even if I was to rank them 1 through 8, even team 8, and I'd have to think about who that would be, is capable of winning this. I think
that would be the Rams.
Well, the Rams are absolutely capable of winning it. They're absolutely. I mean, it depends on the health of their quarterback, obviously, and what and Aaron Donald and Cooper Kupp's health. And I would want to know those answers. But even as is, I mean, you know, they went to Seattle and they basically stomped them. Seattle couldn't block them, and. And your star receiver couldn't get any separation in DK Metcalf, couldn't get any separation at all against Ramsey. Ramsey pretty much owned Metcalf.
That's the worst game I've ever seen Russell Wilson play in the playoffs.
Yeah, because you took away They took away his threats and they pressured him. And you know, and I really thought the look, I did not believe in Seattle. I had a guy write me on the text line all year who said, Walt, you're undervaluing my Seahawks. My Seahawks are going to win it all. You're overvaluing this team, this team. I looked for Seattle on the schedule next week. I can't find them. I couldn't find them. I've not liked that Seattle team all year. I did not like that team all year. I haven't liked them the last 2 years. They're plus minus. Their point differential's terrible. Their defense was awful for most of the year. And the real strange thing is, as their defense got a little better, their offense got worse.
Well, I agree. Now they're home. One more question I had to ask you, though. I was listening to your picks for the games, but did you notice that the total line is going down? That makes me wonder about the health of the Ohio State players. The total is going down. It's all the way down to 74.5 now.
Well, yeah, I mean, that would be the question. Now, the total going down makes you wonder if there's some Ohio State issue offensively that we don't know about. And we might not know until the broadcast comes on in game time. So as of now, I'll admit that there's some late uncertainty here, and I'm not as over the top confident as I was before I learned this information the last half hour. What I have learned about their defensive front and what that line could say, but I'm sticking with the original plan. I'm going Ohio State plus the 8 and the game to go over the 75. I still think they're 100 points scored tonight.
Yeah, I truly believe that Ohio State, and I actually wanted to take the money line, since it's 9 points, it's plus 265.
Yeah, yep, I think it's worth the play. Degenerate, I have to run. I'm late. Appreciate the call, as always. Quick break. When we get back, Gamecock Billy and Len.
Grainger Nissan of Anderson is not only the home with a lifetime warranty, but the winner of the 2017 and 2018 Nissan Award of Excellence. Grainger Nissan is here to serve the upstate with excellent service and competitive pricing. With the largest selection of Nissans in the upstate, Grainger Nissan is sure to have what you need in stock and ready to drive off the lot today. Grainger Nissan of Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard, only 25 miles from Greenville, and always online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
If you want a Honda, Acura, Lexus, or Toyota, there's only one place to get your car, SUV, or truck serviced. That's First Class HALT. HALT stands for Honda, Acura, Lexus, and Toyota. That's all they do, and they do it well. And they back it up with some of the best warranties in the upstate. Be sure to check them out online. The latest specials can be found at firstclasshalt.com. That's firstclasshalt.com. Or visit them in Greenville at 1304 Roper Mountain Road or in Anderson at 4135 Clemson Boulevard. That's First Class HALT.
Thompson and King want you to know that there has been an important change in veterans' rights. Vets or widows of vets who served in Vietnam in the Navy may now be able to receive Agent Orange benefits. Public Law 116-23 is known as the Blue Water Navy Vietnam Vets Act of 2019. These Blue Water claimants may also be eligible if their claims were previously denied. If you or your deceased spouse served in Vietnam in the Navy, please call 222-0200 or online at thompsonking.com.
When you've got your home team from AgPro backing you, you roll over task. Cut the backfield. Bring it. Save you tons of money on a John Deere 1 Series tractor? You bet. Right now, our 1023E compact tractor with loader is just $172 per month. That's what your home team can do for you. For more home team savings, visit agproco.com today. Offer ends 1/30/2021. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
I'm Guy, the insurance guy. If you're like most folks, you don't think too much about insurance. It can be confusing and overwhelming and frustrating. If you're about to turn 65, you know exactly what I'm talking about. You've got a stack of marketing for Medicare that never stops. It's enough to make your head spin. And the decisions that you make today could dramatically affect you for years down the road. But don't worry, there is help. Call me, Guy the Insurance Guy, and we'll walk you through your options so you can make the best choice for you. 864-467-8738. I'm Guy the Insurance Guy. My company is The Insurance Source. And what we do is simple. We make health insurance easier.
Rely on the professionals at EnviroMulch for all your outdoor projects. They have the right products to protect your plants and landscaping during the winter months while retaining moisture. This enhances your home and saves you money. Order online at EnviroMulchOnline.com.
The Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Squares Sweepstakes is back. It's the largest official game of Super Bowl Squares ever, with millions of dollars in prizes. And best of all, it's free to enter. Every score change, someone wins $50,000. Just enter for free at RocketMortgageSquares.com, and it could be you. Touchdowns, field goals, safeties, extra points. Every single score change will draw one lucky winner from the square to win $50,000. Plus, two grand prize winners will win $500,000 they could use toward their dream home. One way to enter, two ways to win. See rules and enter for free at RocketMortgageSquares.com. Then tune into the Super Bowl on February 7th to see if you bring home some dough. Rocket Mortgage, official mortgage sponsor of Super Bowl 55.
No purchase necessary. Legal residence in 50 U.S. and D.C. of age of majority. Ends 2/4/2021, 11:59 p.m. Eastern. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. The NFL entities as defined in the official rules have not offered to sponsor this promotion in any way.
Covering the upstate with a split back formation. 105.5, 97.5, and AM 1560. We are the Roar.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We are back. Couple things. Again, a reminder about the Ohio State kicker being out. Maybe that's why the total dropped a half point. Now, if that's true, you know, realize we don't know what impact that'll have on the total. I mean, it could boost both totals. I mean, it may mean Ohio State is more of a four-down team tonight, which this is an additional down for Bama to have to defend. I don't think they can defend three. I admit the defensive line injuries are a real concern. I mean, Ohio State is apparently going to be without three guys on their defensive line, two starters, and arguably their best player. So that's a concern. There's no getting around that. I still think Alabama can't stop anybody. So I'm not sure either one of these teams can stop the other. I'm still a believer in that. I still think this game goes way over the total. And I gave out, you know, look, after going 65-31 all year, I mean, maybe this is where we'll tank. Maybe a couple people that Don wrote me, he has Alabama winning a route. Maybe people are going to be right. Maybe you'll be right. We'll see. I just don't see it that way. I think that you have a shootout of a game that either team can win. And I think Ohio State's going to upset them. I think Ohio State's going to win 51-48, 55-51. I think you're going to have 100 points scored in this game. I still think that. I watched Alabama all year. I anticipated what was going to happen in the SEC title game. I knew they couldn't stop Florida. I just don't see how they're stopping Ohio State. I don't think they match up anywhere defensively. So we'll see. Dr. Mark says, if Fields has a great evening, could he bypass Lawrence as the first person in the 2021 draft? Dr. Mark, I think only if Urban Meyer wound up coaching Jacksonville, and then I think in theory it could if a number of things lined up. George Tech Will says, love the show. Lines moved to 9. Thank you. I got a bunch of people telling me it's Bama plus 9. I got Texter 247 saying 56-49 Bama in the first OT. That could be. I got a bunch of Paul and his daughters just made my day. And then I got this, and I'm coming to you on the phone lines. Coker writes, what's your thoughts? Tampa meets the Bills in the Super Bowl. And once again, Tom Brady. Once again, Tom Brady shows his dominance over the AFC East and brings the trophy back to Tampa. Yeah, look, I think that's quite possible. I think Tampa and Buffalo is a very live play in terms of how this thing could turn out ultimately. Let me get to the phones. Gamecock Billy and Len. Billy, how are you?
Hey, Walt. What's going on?
Hey, Billy. Appreciate you getting in.
Yeah. Sorry I couldn't get in earlier. But anyway, I was listening to you talking about the speculation about the national championship game. I made a comment to you off the air that I thought it was going to be similar to the 2006 Rose Bowl. I think it's going to be that solid game. I think there's going to be an up-and-down game. I think it's going to be one of the greatest games we've seen probably since that game. I think Ohio State's going to keep up with Bama. I don't think either team's going to be able to stop each other. And at the end, I think maybe the team with the ball last, if there's 30 seconds or more on the clock, might win the game. I'll go 49-45. I think it's going to be like that. And I'm not going to say who I think is going to win because I'm not really sure. But I do like Fields. Fields is the best quarterback on the field, and I think that matters. So, anyway.
Yeah, I mean, I really think we have a mirror image game. I sort of thought going in that one area that Ohio State was better than Alabama was the defensive front. And that's look, Barmore's a great player. Barmore's a great talent. Bama has some talent up there. But I thought Ohio State was really stout in the middle, and I think that's a question mark now going in. But I don't think that changes the nature of a shootout. I think a shootout's going to be a shootout regardless of the defensive tackles.
Yeah, I would agree with that. In fact, I think it would probably make it more likely that there's more points scored because there's going to be more for first downs and more than likely more big plays because of that. There's less pressure on the quarterback unless they blitz, which is what I would anticipate if that's accurate what you're saying, and I have no reason to believe otherwise. It's what Ohio State's probably going to do. They're not going to just, sit back there in a big game and let, Alabama just pick them apart. So, and that probably would lead to more big plays, both sides. So, anyway, quickly about the NFL, I agree with you. I think that this is the closest we've seen in the divisional round one through eight in a long time, probably since about 2014. And those were all close games. I went back and looked. So I think we're headed for that.
You know what else we have, Billy? I really believe this. We have the best eight teams. There's right. No question these are the best eight teams. Yep. So the matchups are incredible.
That's right. So go with the points. Anyway, I said this week 10 or 11 that I thought, and I still believe this. Now, listen, I admit I was wrong about the Bears. I thought they put up a pretty good fight, but it was obvious New Orleans was a better team. I just really believe that we're headed towards the NFC Championship being Tampa Bay and the Rams. I believe that in my heart and soul. I agree with what you said about the Rams' defense travels. I know that they're a warm-weather team, and it's going to be cold probably, but it doesn't matter. Ramsey's going to take away Adams.
Adams, and I think that fact alone changes everything for Aaron Rodgers.
It's going to make it a low-scoring, ugly, close game, and the Rams know how to win those games. They've been proven that, and I'm not sure that Green Bay does. And the AFC – I believe in my heart and soul. I picked Cleveland last week against Pittsburgh. I think they're going to go to Kansas City and beat them. Kansas City just does not look the same. And Cleveland seems to be playing inspired. And the Baltimore and Buffalo game, my God, Walt, that's going to be one hell of a game. Those are the two best quarterbacks right now. So, anyway, listen, I'll let the last guy get on and have a little chance.
Yep. Thank you, Billy.
Buckeyes. Take care.
Thank you, Billy. I like it. Let me get Len in here. Len, good to have you. Thank you for getting in.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I'm going to have to disagree a little bit. Defense travels, but so does golf. And as long as the Rams have that man as quarterback, if they had anybody else, like pick name out of
that's a fair. Like that's 15 fair.
I'm sorry. They're not going to win, not because of their defense. I think their defense is obviously great, but – golf sucks. I mean, I'm sorry. There's just no way they win with that man at quarterback. He even if his hand was good, he looks mentally out of regular season games.
That's a fair point
to
me.
And the Colts is going to, so I don't see them winning that game. But I do see the Buccaneers defeating the Saints. And so I think it's going to be Saints and Green Bay. And I think the Ravens and the Bills are a toss-up, but I think the Bills are going to win. And I think Cleveland's going to get their butt kicked. And the reason is not because I think Kansas City's playing well. I just think the Browns have a lot of injuries on their offensive line. And if they don't get healthy, I just don't see them winning that game with that offensive line. I think Pittsburgh just made a really shot themselves in the foot, you know, last night in a lot of ways.
I think the key for the Browns has been Bitonio and Conklin. If Bitonio and Conklin come back, that's arguably the best offensive line in football. And with those two backs, Kansas City is not good against the run. And if those two guys are a go, then I think it becomes an interesting game. If neither of them are, then I think it moves to Kansas City for sure.
Gut feeling Kansas City versus Bills. I think it's Aaron Rodgers' year. I don't know. It's really nothing against Brady. Something tells me this is going to be his year. I mean, if it's not, then when is it going to be? But I can guarantee, and this is my guarantee for the week, Goff throws at least three interceptions, probably fumbles a couple times, and Green Bay wins by 20. So that's just my pick. And tonight, I'm going to have to go with the healthier team. I think Alabama's tough enough to beat without COVID issues. And I think their offensive line is not Clemson. It's a lot better. So go Ohio State, but I think Alabama's going to win. Thanks. Bye.
Thank you, Len. Yep, that's a good call. I mean, you know, whether I agree with everything he said or not, I mean, I think he makes fair points. I mean, the Goff point's absolutely fair. I don't believe in him either. I mean, I'm actually sort of hoping that Wilford gets back from his head injury, because I think his legs and his heart make, well, because, yeah, look, he's 100% right. The Rams defense is elite. It's going to travel. It'll be fine. But if Goff throws three interceptions in the cold weather, and Goff's like a warm weather guy, then, yeah. Hey, let me tell you about Kiwi Financial, my guy Greg Wales, 100% independent advisor. Greg will design the plan that fits your financial picture. Every personal financial situation is different. You need a different, up-to-date plan, not some cookie-cutter, one-size-fits-all program. Financial planning is more than just choosing your investments. It's a big-picture analysis of your entire financial world. Investments, minimize the risk from bad stocks and funds, Social Security. There are 314 different choices ways that a married couple can accept their benefits. How's a layperson ever going to navigate that? You aren't. You've done the right thing your whole life. Don't blow it. Health insurance, life insurance, retirement planning, getting the income you need upon retirement, estate planning, college planning. Kiwi Financial Group's on a mission to have a positive influence in our clients' lives. Call Kiwi Financial today, 864-654-5043, 864-654-5043, or toll free, 800-585-5816, 800-585-5816, or stop by their office at Clemson, 402 Pendleton Road, right next door to Max Drive-In. Let's see. Since Ohio State doesn't have a field goal kicker, I'll go 8 times 7, 56. And I'll call it 56-49, Ohio State. I'll see you tomorrow.
Broadcasting live from the Priority One Security Studios, WCCP 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson, WAHT, 1560 Cowpens, 97.5 Spartanburg, the Upstate's number one choice for sports. We are the Roar.
Welcome to Tiger Calls with Coach Brownell, brought to you by Coca-Cola. No matter your favorite game day food, it'll pair perfectly with a Coke. Together, taste better. State Farm. When you want the real deal, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Southeast Toyota dealers, visit your local Toyota dealers today. Toyota, let's go places. And now, Don Munson.
Well, hi, everybody, and welcome into Tiger Calls here on a Monday evening, as we'll be with you up until 8 o'clock tonight. A little bit of a different show than we would normally be doing, because as most of you know, unfortunately, COVID protocol has hit the men's basketball program, so that means that Coach and I can't be together. So Coach is at home. He's with us by telephone. We'll have Brad Brownell for the first half of the show, and then a treat for you. The second half of the show, we'll have the women's basketball coach at Clemson, Amanda Butler, will also join us on the show. So Coach Brownell for the first half, Amanda Butler for the second half. And because of all of this, just because of the way technology works, unfortunately, won't take any telephone calls. If you want to submit a question, you can do that through Twitter at Clemson. Let me just make sure I get the Twitter account correct. So you want to go to @ClemsonMBB, @ Clemson.